Well, warm welcome to today's talk, Tuesday the 23rd of November. Now, we want to look today at what can only be called the Japanese miracle, really. Let me just show you some graphics of Japan. It really is quite astounding compared to what we're still going through in the UK, the United States, Europe, other places. Here's the situation in Japan. So here we are now, very, very low cases, having come down from this massive increase here. And we fussed about this a lot and warned about how dangerous the Olympics were at this time. Now, just looking at this last massive wave, sort of tsunami of cases in Japan, that's that wave in a little more detail. So that's kind of spread out the timeline a bit there. So that's from the 3rd of August to the 12th of September, when the cases were high in Japan. Now, the next thing I'm going to show you must be a very strange coincidence, but let's look at it. Now, this is the date here when ivermectin was allowed as a treatment in Japan, the 13th of August. I'm going to show you why I've got this date on here now. That one there is the 13th of August, ivermectin allowed as a treatment in Japan. So that was the 13th there, that day there. So 13. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 days. And then the cases started to completely plummet off down to where we are now in Japan. So one of those interesting coincidences. Strangely enough, it's a coincidence that hasn't really been referred to on mainstream Western media.